Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Psy's glory, his divine story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Psy's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving pranams at the lotus feet of the glue that binds us across the seas. The incarnation of purest love who connects us to the source within and to each other. Loving Sai Ram, dear listeners, good morning and happy holidays to you. May the joy and peace of the season fill your lives wherever you are and whenever you hear this broadcast coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 29th of December 2016 and the time in the ashram right now is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. Current temperature in the Divine Valley is a super pleasant 23 degrees Celsius. We are experiencing daytime highs of 29 to 30 degrees Celsius these days and overnight lows of a cool and nippy 15 degrees Celsius. The abode of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba is reverberating with the recent Christmas celebrations of 2016 Ella Prashanti Nilayam. So what exactly is this Prashanti Nilayam Christmas, you ask? Glad you have that question in mind. Well, you see, dear listeners, Jews from Israel, Europe and America, Muslims from Iran and Turkey, Buddhists from Taiwan and mainland China, and yes, you heard it right, devotees from mainland China, Hindus from South Africa, Southeast Asia and elsewhere, and Parsis from the United Kingdom joined Christian carolers to hail the birth of Mary's blessed baby, born in a manger 2,000 years ago, thus making Christmas in Prashanti Nilayam a global celebration. In the true spirit of the Christian tradition, the Prashanti Christmas is focused on the birth and life of Jesus the Christ, the beloved Son of God, and his teachings of love, sacrifice, and forgiveness. So quite naturally, our Christmas here is far removed from the commercialism, the partying, the secret Santa, the gift exchanging associated with this season. Here, Christmas has once again found and reclaimed its angelic resonance. It is infused with an organic spirit of joy that permeates the entire ecosystem of the ashram. Love was the theme of Christmas 2016 in the ashram this year, with the four letters L-O-V-E reminding us of the need for living our values every day. L-O-V-E, living our values every day. Nice, isn't it? The same theme is the binding energy that brought together a potpourri of Baba's global devotees to join hands and work in unity and with efficiency, thereby transforming the ashram into a Christmas heaven, resonating the deep and soulful energy of Lord Jesus and his angels. From the main Gopuram gates leading to the ashram as well as the Ganesha gate, to every possible niche and prayer corner, the entire ashram is decorated in the red, green, white, gold and silver color schemes, with beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, holly, poinsettias, images of angels hovering over the first floor veranda just above the Mahasannidhi, and very inspiring biblical scenes displayed artistically in the Saikulvanth Hall. And guess what? From Lord Ganesha to Lord Subramanyam to Lord Jesus, the Ram Darbar at the foot of the Kulvanth Hall, the snake deities across from Ganesha, Goddess Gayatri, Goddess Lakshmi and the rest of us, everyone in Prashanti Nilayam is celebrating Christmas. Even the shopping center is. Everything is decorated in the same color scheme. And the main sanctum, the Sai Kulvanth Hall, is a heavenly sight with rich decorations reminding us to practice Jesus' message. Even the massive Christmas chandeliers in the Sai Kulvanth Hall carry the same message. Love, living our values every day. and the pillars are also draped in the same message. The nativity scene by the Western canteen or the big wreaths and the richly decorated Christmas trees outside Yajur Mandir, you just have to see it to believe. It is amazing out here. Now the thing is that this entire task of bringing alive the spirit of Christmas through sights and sound and love is shouldered personally by teams of dedicated Sai devotees. Hard to believe, but no professional event management crews are ever hired for this festival in our ashram. Last week, dear listeners, I brought you those interviews with the committee in charge of the decorations. And then we also have this angelic resonance fill the airwaves with our international choir, the international children's choir, as well as the thousands of Sai students who were ringing in the Christmas spirit through their soulful singing. Last week, you also heard my interview with Dr. Tatiana Goldberg, the musical genius who conducted this year's choir right here on Morning Glory. Today, dear listeners, I urge you to watch these videos of the program that I just mentioned, and to access them, you just need to go to our website, radiosai.org. On the main page, just scroll down a little till you find this caption video archives. There you will find every single day's program listed by day and date and AM and PM, and you can pick it and watch it at your leisure if you also want to experience the deep divine joy and peace emanating from Prashanti. And now for many of us, including yours truly, the spiritual high that started off with Christmas has continued all the way till today. That is because day before yesterday, that is on the 27th of December 2016, the Anantapur campus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning welcomed its alumni for a homecoming. And what an emotional and nostalgic experience it proved for the girls, some of whom were going back to the campus after a gap of as long as 30 years. Today, dear listeners, I have three members of the Anantapur alumni with me in the studio who will share their takeaway from their visit to the Alma Mater, which happened day before yesterday. To participate in this live studio conversation, I have with me Sushmita Patnaik, Sai Sudha Shashikumar, and Leena Bharatkar. About now, dear listeners, you may wish to get ready to also take down today's question, which I will share with you shortly because it is connected to the discussion that we are about to have. Meanwhile, let me also remind you that in the second half of Morning Glory, I will bring you Self-Reflection by Mr. K. Chakravarti. Today, I will be playing for you episode number 8, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, The Force Within. So, are you ready, dear brothers and sisters, for this morning's question on Morning Glory? Your answer must be emailed to me ASAP at my email ID, karuna@radiosai.org, K for kite, A for America, R for Robert, U for umbrella, N for Nancy, A for America, at radiosai, R-A-D-I-O-S-A-I, one word, .org or O-R-G. And please remember to mention your full name, city and country. Here comes the question. When will the Anantapur campus of the Sai University celebrate its golden jubilee? I want the year and preferably even the date when Baba's Anantapur College will turn 50. And I have a very good clue for you, which is please pay close attention to the live discussion coming up about now. As you may recall, dear listeners, our college, my Alma Mater, was the very first institution that Bhagwan Baba founded when he began the reformation of the university education system in India. History, in its perfect hindsight, will realize that no one, absolutely no one, has contributed as substantially and as silently towards women's empowerment as our beloved Sai, the founding chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai University. Today I'm honored to have with me three of my illustrious sisters, fellow alumni from the Anantapur campus of the Sai University. And by way of introduction, let me tell you, the first person here, the senior most, is Mrs. Sushmita Patnaik, who studied there from the year 1980 to 1987, completing her MPhil as well as her bachelor's degree in education. Currently, Sushmita Patnaik is a teacher in a high school in Brahmapur, Odisha, and she's also a trainer with the Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vahini program And even more importantly, she is a full-time mother and a homemaker apart from all the rest that she does. Sairam Sushmita, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live.
Sairam Karuna Didi, I'm so glad that I'm here with you today.
And we are glad to have you. My next guest is Mrs. Sai Sudha Shashi Kumar. Sai Sudha Shashi Kumar studied at the Anandpur campus from 1984 to 1987, completing her bachelor's degree in commerce. She later on went on to pursue her master's degree in commerce, and despite having her BCom, MCom, Sai Sudha chose to be a homemaker and a full-time mom and devote her life to her family. She currently lives in Chembur, Mumbai, and there in Mumbai, she's also the Mumbai District Veda Coordinator and involved with the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program as a team member, and she's active in many other Sai organization activities. Sai Sudha Shashi Kumar is also, most importantly, a regular participant on Morning Glory, as she emails her answers very promptly to the questions I pose here every Thursday, and I must say all her answers so far have been correct. Sairam Sai Sudha, and welcome to the show.
Sairam Karunadi, let me first tell you that Radio Sai is my lifeline, and I'm so happy to be here today in the studio.
That's very nice of you. So welcome aboard. And finally, I have a young lady, Lina Bharatkar. Lina Bharatkar studied her bachelor's degree in mathematics at the Anandpur campus from 1993 to 1996. She currently is an IT consultant and she lives in Irving, Texas, USA. Lina has been an IT volunteer with the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program as well. And I must say, Lina also happens to be, apart from being my younger sister, because she's a member of the alumni, she's also the younger sister of one of our team members here at Team Radio Sai. On that note, Sairam Lina, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam Karuna Didi, it's my pleasure to be here today at Radio Sai.
Thank you. It's very nice to have you. Lina, I'm going to start with you. What brings you ladies back to your alma mater?
Actually, from the time I left the portals of Anandpur campus, I could never forget the love, the bonding and the connection that we always have with our beloved Swami and our loving teachers. And this homecoming was a great opportunity for all of us to relive those wonderful memories.
I'm sure it was for me too. You're very right. You captured it well, Sai Sudha, for you.
Yes, Didi. The event is aptly named as homecoming. And, you know, the thought of coming back to our alma mater itself is so exciting. And it was actually truly so.
It felt that way, didn't it? Sushmita?
Yeah, for me, it is recharging. Mm-hmm. I feel I come back to my alma mater to recharge the power bank so that I can help others charge themselves.
So your 100% charge battery is now full force.
Yes,
wonderful.
Absolutely.
Why is it so special for you, Sushmita?
I always find it when I go out, there are quite a few people who reach me. I don't know why. Whenever they are in trouble, whenever they are in a negative situation, they come to me for advice, for consolation. And I fall back upon Swami. Whatever He has taught me, whatever He has given me, I try to pass it on to them. So I feel I should come back often as possible to recharge myself so that I can help.
And draw on Swami's spiritual plasma so that you can share it further.
Yes.
Good thought. Sai Sudha?
Yes, Didi. This place is very close to our hearts. And we've made wonderful memories here. Our stay here helped us to strengthen our bond with our Bhagwan. And this is the very place where we were trained, nurtured, and cared for by our own teachers.
Very true. And, you know, not too many people can say that about the universities that they've been to. Lina?
Yeah, actually, I've been regularly visiting Puttaparthi. But this homecoming was extremely special for me as I was visiting after 20 long years. A place that has nurtured me, given an education, which is not just for academic excellence, but also for life. I hold all these memories, fond memories at Anandpur, and I have always carried them along with me.
I know, and I think that's what you've said is true for all of us.
Yes.
I mean, I studied decades ago when the dinosaurs used to roam the earth, and I still carry those memories as fresh as ever in my heart. That's very true. Who all did you get to meet there, Lina?
I met my teachers who taught me 20 years back. And they're still serving.
And don't they all look the same? Nobody ages in Anantapur.
I think they look the same. And they're still serving with the same love and dedication.
True, very true.
And also I met few new staff who are blessed to have chosen this noble profession of teaching. I met my classmates, few of my juniors, my seniors, who too had joined to relive those fond memories at Anantapur. And also to express our gratitude to our teachers. In fact, we are what we are today is because of the love and dedication of our teachers.
Truly. Yeah. Well said. Sai Sudha?
Yes, actually our batchmates, we planned to meet this year, to make it for the homecoming this year since last December.
Oh.
That's since 1 year we've been planning, and with Bhagwan's grace, most of us could make it from our batch. And we were so happy to meet some of our senior most sisters and also our juniors.
So 87 and, batch.
Yes,
okay.
That's right. Mm. And also we were very, very happy to meet our teachers, and the joy is actually beyond expression. And I would urge all my sisters who missed this year to make it for the coming years and not to miss this opportunity.
I know, I could see the emotions were running so high. We were almost hyper, and we made the most noise sitting near Saraswati's, Mata Saraswati's statue. So they actually, but they were very kind. They didn't curb us. They let us get away with the indiscipline this one time because we were so excited. We were like children, kindergartners. Sushmita, what about you?
Yeah, I met some of my batchmates came after 30 to 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first time I met them after such a long time.
Time, I know.
Besides, I met some of the seniors, my ma'ams, and some of my quartermates as I worked there for some time, and also some of my roommates after quite a long time, years I would say, and some of the ma'ams who taught me, now they are still serving in the campus. And they look just the same as you said already. My God, evergreen.
Yes. There is this anti-aging air that blows in the breeze of Anantapur campus,
right.
In the form of Swami's grace. It
yes.
keeps them all young and energetic.
Exactly.
Truly, very well said. That's so true. I also felt that way. Now, how did when you all reached there, how did the day flow, Sushmita?
Yeah. When we reached the Anantapur campus gate, my God, we all were excited. And when the car entered, we stopped near the college gate, and the director and some other ma'ams were waiting for us there with welcoming smiles, and their heart was full of love for us. We felt we had come back home after years. And then they led us to the hostel. Very delicious breakfast was waiting for us. Idiyappam, stew, and hot coffee, tea. And the warden ma'am, Kiran Bala ma'am, Sharda ma'am, some of the ma'ams were ready serving us. So hospitable they were. We forgot home. We forgot that we were coming from outside.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that I belonged there.
Yeah, we went back in time.
Oh God, really years back I felt I belonged there and I was there. It was so wonderful.
And Ramak and all the... you know, the usual people who are there in the hostel, everybody was hovering around
yes.
us and trying to pamper us and spoil us.
Yes, our cooks also. The cooks
yes.
who were there, whom Swami had appointed them.
Sai and
Sai,
everyone.
Sai, Gopal Krishna. And they were there. Vimala aunty was there, the kitchen in charge. Wonderful it was. They also accepted us as they used to. It was so wonderful.
Truly.
So fulfilling.
Sai Sudha, what was the highlight for you?
Yes, after the delicious breakfast, we visited our rooms.
Hostel rooms.
Hostel rooms, yes. And you know, the juniors, the current students were so happy to see us over there. And we clicked photographs there. And then we went to the prayer hall. We relived those days when Bhagwan visited our hostel and he used to spend a lot of time in the prayer hall with us. And... after this, we proceeded to the college and we met the director there and we just planned for
that
a short program.
That is Dr. Madhu Kapani, madam.
Yes, Dr. Madhu, ma'am. And then we planned for a short program over there for our little sisters. and we enacted a role play. I mean, we were just planning for it and then went ahead with it.
Lina?
Yeah, next when we entered the dining hall for lunch, we got nostalgic with the aroma and the food that were lined up by all the teachers so lovingly and affectionately, and which is so unique to the Anandpur hostel. I never got the chance to taste the same food elsewhere when we left the campus years back. I must not forget to mention about that unique and special mouth-watering groundnut chutney.
Yes.
That all of us relish to our hearts.
And the parthi rice.
And the parthi rice, yes. And the rasam.
Yeah, it was so aromatic, so, and it was cooked with so much of love and so much of thought given to our preferences. And you know what I noticed personally was all the wonderful expansion of infrastructure that has happened in Anandpur over the decades since we passed out, we graduated from there. There's so many beautiful additions. Everything has been done in keeping everything in harmony with the ecology of the campus. It's more lusciously green. It's more attractive and artistically designed. And it has become more functional and modern. Yet every structure that Swami had put up in 1969 onwards, everything is very well maintained and well conserved. So there is so much of attention to detail. I think from the lobby to the decoration of the guest room and the dispensary or the hostel rooms. Then I also visited the washrooms and I realized, wow, there's been huge renovation there. Everything is upgraded, made nicer, more comfortable, more functional, and every part of the campus was totally spick and span. That tells you Swami's legacy is here to last for thousands of years, no matter how we see it, or because we are just a blimp in the entire stretch of eternity. The present moment is but a blimp. And if you just step back and you notice how silently this has all happened and how well it is all managed and maintained, makes you feel so proud to be a part of it, isn't it?
Very true, Didi.
Now, Lina, do you have any plans to go back again?
Definitely, of course. I'm definitely planning to come back again to Anandpur whenever possible for the homecoming, as well as the alumni meet that is planned for the 20th of October each year at Prashanti Nilayam. And it's also a big yes for me to join all my sisters for the Golden Jubilee celebrations of our Anandpur campus. That is on the 8th of July, 2018.
Yes, that's the golden letter date that all of us must inscribe in our hearts. On 8th of July 2018, our campus turns 50. What a proud moment for all of us. Sai Sudha?
Yes, Didi, definitely. We would like to visit our campus at every given opportunity. And as Lina mentioned about the Golden Jubilee, which falls on the 8th of July 2018, I would again request all our alumni sisters to block this date in their calendars right from this day and make it for this Golden Jubilee celebration. And we also have our alumni meet every year on Avatar Declaration Day,
which is the 20th of October.
Yes, Didi.
So perhaps, dear sisters, now is a good moment to block 20th of October 2017 also, so that when all of us meet in large numbers, we can do some planning and preparation for how we can go back on the 8th of July 2018, which is the date of the Golden Jubilee. Sushmita, I have a question for you.
Yes, Sadi.
How do you plan to encourage your peers and other members of the alumni to participate? What if you're given this opportunity now that you have the microphone, what will be your pitch to your fellow sisters?
Yeah. To begin with, the sisters, those who are listening to me right now, I have a sincere request to you all. Reach out to your batchmates. Whichever batch you belong to, if you are connected with them, convey them the message. If you are not connected, hunt for them. Go, reach and tell them that they have to come and join you on July 8, 2018. Besides, let's see which batch comes back on that day and which batch comes back with the largest number. Starting with 1968-69 batch to latest 2017. Batch.
Yes, those
all
who will graduate on November 22nd, 2017.
So it's my sincere request, sisters and the younger ones, the children, if at all I had daughters, they would be of your age amidst you people. So I would request you, all of you, start right now. Now, join, all of you join, decide block in the calendar, as Sai Sudha said, get ready and charge yourselves. Come back to Parthi, to your mother's house. Swami always told us, when you go back, come to Parthi, stay for some time, be happy, and then go back. This is your mother's house. He had told us many a times. Remember, yes. Karnadin, in our interviews?
Yes.
Many a times he told us, this is your mother's house.
Yes.
You have to come back, stay, be happy, and then happily go back to your places, workplaces, your mother-in-law houses, everything. So, all of you, it's a request. Come back. Come back to the source. Recharge yourselves. And go back recharged.
And you know, it would be nice to run a competition and see which batch comes in the largest numbers. And I know my batch is going to lose because we were only two of us in my batch, myself and Dr. Sharda Subramaniam. So I already concede defeat, but I'm giving all the other sisters an opportunity to come in larger numbers and bigger numbers. And maybe we should announce on Radio Sai in the year 2018 which batch of Anandpur graduates came back home for the Golden Jubilee in the largest numbers.
Yes.
That would be fun. Now, Sushmita,
tell me
in just one word your takeaway from the experience of the day before yesterday, that is the homecoming reunion on 27th of December 2016 at Anandpur.
Well, for me, as already I said, recharge.
Battery recharge, huh? That's
yes.
your word. Very nice. Sai Sudha, yours?
It's absolute bliss. Didi, if I could say a few words,
sure.
Why this bliss?
Tell me.
As I told you, when Bhagwan used to visit our campus, we used to welcome him with Veda chanting. And once when we were in our second year, when Bhagwan visited, we welcomed him with a welcome song, that is Swagatam Suswagatam. And I can never forget the moment when Swami stood there, his hands behind and, you know, swaying, listening, enjoying the song and smiling at all of us. And, you know, after that we used to have lunch with Bhagwan, and I remember that Swami used to tell Jemma ma'am that all our plates should be full. But then we were in a hurry to finish our food and take a place, the best place in prayer hall, sitting next to Bhagwan, so that we can be close to his physical proximity. And we were not bothered about the delicious food which was, you know, cooked specially for us on that day. And, you know, all these memories are lovely, and to relive is an experience you have to experience. It's beyond expression.
Words, yes. And you know, the moment that you described, I think I very vividly remember it. I was there as well. When Bhagwan came into the hostel and this group of girls, Chitrali and Sudha and everybody was sitting, the singers, the music girls, and they were singing Swagatam Suswagatam, which was a song that Pandit Ravi Shankar had composed for some Asian games or something. And that moment when Swami just stood at the end of the walkway, and he was just swaying to it, and all of us were watching. We were stood around because the hostel is like a quadrangle, and you know, it's a rectangular box building with the garden in the middle. We were spread in single rows along the corridors and watching Bhagwan with folded hands. It seemed like such a perfect moment where there was no thirst, no hunger, no pain, no body consciousness. We were all glued. Our eyes were focused on this epitome of pure love. We called him mother, we called him father, we thought he was light, he was love, he was everything, he was the only reason we were all there. And that one point of our attention and our affection was oozing this bliss. And yes, that's the only way. It was like we were floating on waves of bliss. And that was that moment that I also shared with you, Sai Sudha, and I will also never ever forget. It was, without dying, we were experiencing heaven on earth. Yeah. What is your one word, Leena Bharatkar?
It's pure love for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just love, love and love. A very loving connection with the teachers, with our seniors, juniors, our batchmates. And Swami is the binding force for all of us. So it's just pure love, I would say.
And we should nurture and value
nurture,
it.
Yes,
I don't
exactly.
know what good we have done that we were chosen as the students. Mm. That's a blessing we can never forget.
Absolutely.
On that very grateful note, I would like to thank my guests, Leena Bharatkar, Sai Sudha Shashikumar and Sushmita Patnaik for being on the show. Thank you very much, dear sisters.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sairam Didi.
Sairam.
Sairam Didi, thank you.
Thank you. And dear listeners, now it's your turn. If you've enjoyed this discussion, I urge you to send us your feedback by email ASAP to our regular feedback line, which is listener@radiosci.org. But there's another part now to my request. I'm very shortly going to play for you Self-Reflection by Mr. K. Chakravarti. But before I do that, I want you to know that I had asked you, remind you that I had asked a question at the start of the show. And if you know the answer by now, if you were paying attention, when is the Anandpur campus of the Sai University, known as the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, going to be celebrating its 50th birthday, its Golden Jubilee? Send me the date by email directly to my email so that I can announce your names towards the end of this show. I urge you to stay with us for the entire duration of this show so that by the time you finish listening to Self-Reflection, I would have collated all the names and I will announce them today, right here, right now on Morning Glory. My personal email ID is karuna@radiosci.org, karuna@radiosci.org. With that, I'm happy to play for you Self-Reflection Episode 8 by Mr. K. Chakravarti. Have a listen, please. Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Self-Reflection on Radio Sai. Self-Reflection is a unique presentation to honor the 91st birthday anniversary of Bhagwan Baba. In this series, we have Mr. K. Chakravarti, a long-standing devotee and a member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, read out articles that he has penned for various commemorative volumes that were published during landmark birthdays of our Lord Sai in the period 1990 to 2016. Today, you will hear Mr. Chakravarti share the 8th reflection in this special series, entitled The Presence. He had penned it for a special volume of Premanjali, the 85th birthday souvenir, in the year 2010. This self-reflection was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on the 22nd of October 2016. Here it is for your inspiration and listening pleasure.
The presence. The high noon of life seems full of light and buzz, but it is also clouded by an accompanying weariness. The evening of life moves into a gentle, glowing twilight. The hectic beat of rambunctious music draws slowly to a lullaby-like rocking. Day has faded into night. A page in life is turned over. Through it all, do we find progress or an endless repetition in the same grooves? Is there a lesson learnt or unlearnt or relearnt? Do we conquer ourselves or the world by constant motion? Perpetual motion, perpetual strife. Is this the destiny of man? Or can there be stillness in a turning world? A deep silence under the surface clatter. Every generation has felt that it is living in a troubled world. If so, what has happened to its achievements? Have high achievements led to more troubles? Surely, it's a strange logic that successive generations have achieved much, but end up feeling that it is living in a troubled world. You are distracted by a thousand things. If only we can focus on persons and matters, time would not have been spent on formal motions, but on genuine completion of tasks at hand. Are these idle thoughts or serious reflections? I believe it is the latter. That is what I have learned by being an observer of and a participant in the daily unfolding of the mission of Swami. We all have been given a role by Him in His great saga of service and sacrifice, love and mercy, renewal and redemption. We are celebrating the 85th year of the advent of Sri Satya Sai Avatar. Many of us have been blessed to be in His physical presence. There is a constant seeking of His presence, His company, His words of assurance and reassurance, His encouragement and His consolation. The sharpening of His look, the curve of His smile, the lift of His finger, the quick shifting of His head convey more eloquently His message than what could be conveyed by ordinary people with their rhetoric and vigorous action. A few seconds of interaction with Bhagwan result in quick offloading of the heavy weight of anxiety and fear, of depression and desolation. Watching Him, you are touched by His total concern for the people around and away from Him. There is a sense of belongingness, of mutual togetherness, that is not defined by individual acts or responses, but by a felt undercurrent of shared being. The external events may have a seeming impact, but never do they affect the inner core of being. Truly, without conveying anything by talk, He has made us feel that we ought to remain deep within ourselves, the masters of our own destiny. To attribute success or failure to others or external events would be an error. Rather, it is to be found in the strength or weakness within ourselves, guided and supported by His grace and mercy. The world is harsh or pleasant, depending on our vision of the world. The world cannot be a bad place if in this world we see Him and are with Him. Extraordinary work is done by Bhagwan through the instrumentality of ordinary human beings like us. We are endowed by Swami with the energy and power which we could not have suspected to be within us. Old and young alike find a meaning and purpose in their lives. Everything is suffused with sublimity in His presence. Our thoughts and feelings get ennobled when we are with Him. No grossness or meanness overtakes us when we reflect on His form. We see child in God as we see His childlike laughter. The man in Him when He draws a stern line beyond which we dare not traverse. The mother in Him when He makes anxious inquiries about the health of His devotees. The God in Him when He shows total control over situations and events. His solicitude towards people with a record of public service is touching. Honest service to society He considers as a badge of honor.
Sai Ram, you are tuned to Radio Sai's special series, Self-Reflection. You are currently listening to Mr. K. Chakravarti reading out his article, The Presence, written for a special volume of Sai Premanjali to mark the 85th birthday celebrations of Bhagwan Baba in the year 2010. Please continue to stay with us for the rest of the narrative.
Bhagwan does so much to so many, but I have not seen Him mentioning about what He has done to them, except in very rare cases. He is intensely engaged in the lives of his devotees. He is at once involved and distant. There is so much to learn from nature and creation around us. There is so much harmony in nature. Behind the mathematical equations of the flutter of a butterfly, to the patterns of the beach sand left behind by the whirling waters of a receding wave, there is so much mystery. How much more mystery must be surrounding the Creator? You can try to understand that mystery in the conventional way. But each time we feel that there is some clue, we realize that there is so much more remaining unanswered. We may be able to provide answers to what, when and how, but not why. When we cease to raise the question why, we will be given a new light by Bhagavan to accept. True surrender to God is seen only when we cease to pose options before Bhagavan. When we have the wisdom to accept what is given to us, then slowly the meaning of surrender will dawn on us. Surrender to the will of God is there only when there is no worldly aspiration. True surrender is exemplified as when Jesus said to the Father in heaven, "Not as I will, but as thou wilt." There is a symbolism in the glow of the camphor and the fragrance it spreads. When the glow ceases and the fragrance recedes, there is no trace of the camphor. Human life dedicated to the service of Bhagavan is like that, with no separate identity being kept. True freedom lies in eternal servitude to God. That servitude redeems us of any preferences and priorities. The only concern is that all work that follows from such servitude is carried out with the sole objective of pleasing God. We see so many people from different states and different countries coming here for Swami's darshan. Each one of them has a fascinating story to tell as to how Bhagavan has guided them or protected them. All such stories bear witness to the fact that Swami has in some mysterious way touched their lives. There are dimensions in which Swami works for which we have no clue. The more we hear about such happenings, the less we seem to know about Bhagavan. That's why Swami tells us not to try to understand Him, but simply experience and enjoy His presence. There's a constant flow of time. Yesterdays and tomorrows will derive meaning only in the eternal present. This is what is symbolized in the presence of Bhagavan. This realization that you are living in His presence, that invests each moment with special significance. The concept of God as a distant and incomprehensible one is no longer so. Bhagavan has made us realize that God is closest to us, and in Him is all the life and the light. The level of violence in many parts of the world is ever increasing. Such violence can be countered by the opposite influence of peace. To replace violence by peace is possible only when hatred is replaced by love. This is a mission of the avatar. The proof of the success of the mission of the avatar is the ever-widening circle of people who choose the path of love in their everyday life. Every one of us is indebted to Bhagavan by the way in which He has brought us into His fold and has given us a role to play in the grand mission of the avatar. Guide us, Bhagavan, to be so engaged through the rest of our lives. As I write, or shall I say now, as I speak, it is midnight hour. There is a stillness around, Do I hear at this hour and in this stillness the music of the spheres, or a pervasive sound emanating from this deep silence? Or do I hear your whisper, God, from here and beyond? Stillness, silence, music, whisper, all these and more, when I feel your presence. Thank you.
Sairam, dear listeners, you just heard Mr. K. Chakravarti read out his article, The Presence, written for a special volume of Sai Premanjali to mark the 85th birthday celebrations of Bhagwan Baba in the year 2010. This self-reflection was recorded at the Radio Sai Studios on the 22nd of October 2016. Today's reading was the 8th in a series of self-reflections, a special program in honor of the 91st birthday celebrations of Bhagwan Baba. Mr. K. Chakravarti is a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba and a member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. And in this series, Self-Reflection, he reads out articles that he had penned for various commemorative volumes published during landmark birthday celebrations of Bhagwan Baba over a period of 26 years, from 1990 to 2016. Dear listeners, we look forward to your feedback to this special presentation. You can reach us by email at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you for your company, and please continue to stay tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, coming to you from Prashanti Nilayam, India. Sai Ram.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Come, ride the waves of divine ecstasy and experience the deep joy and bliss of Sai Bhajans. To celebrate the 91st year of Bhagwan Baba's divine advent, Sai Blossom presents Bhajan Medley Volume 2, a collection of high-energy congregational music to evoke sublimity, devotion, and a deep connect with divinity. Let's purify our hearts, homes, and environment with Bhajan Medley Volume 2. Available at Sai Blossom Stores Prashanti Nilayam from November 2016. A loving offering by Team Radio Sai at the lotus feet of our Lord, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Ek Omkar Satnam Karta Purak Nirpar Nirvair Akal Murat Arjuni Sevan Guru प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
Govind Jai Jai Govind
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory. Coming, Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Sorry for that little goof up. Got very excited about that promo for the Bhajan Medley, but I think you've already got the message. So this is Karuna coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam on the last Thursday of 2010-16. Today is the 29th of December and the time in the ashram right now is 35 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And earlier you heard my discussion with three ladies who are all members of the Anandpur College alumni and who spoke about their homecoming reunion at their campus recently on the 27th of December. And as part of that discussion, I had posed a question to all our listeners. When will the Anandpur campus of the Sai University celebrate its golden jubilee, which is when is it going to turn 50? The correct answer, which was mentioned several times by the participants and myself, is July the 8th, 2018. Interestingly, one young listener, Smriti Rath from Bangalore, Karnataka, said, you know, easy hints and you already gave it away, which is right, Smriti, and because I believe in being an enabling teacher. But you know what's surprising? So many people were not paying attention. I think as soon as they heard the question, they Googled it for the answer. So many people, I have no idea from where they got the answer. They usually wrote 22nd of July 2018. The correct answer is 8th of July 2018. Someone even wrote 2024, but I don't know how they were calculating it. Doesn't matter, but I'm very grateful to everyone, whether you got the answer right or wrong, before participating. And I'm happy to read the names and announce the names of those who generally got all the right answers. Starting with Padma Venkat from Chembur, Mumbai. Thank you, Padma, and congratulations. Yes, July 8, 2018. Regina Pillay from Johannesburg, South Africa. Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore. Vijay Kant Rajan from Shivam in Hyderabad, Telangana. Sri Sai Shekhar from Singapore. Congratulations and thank you all. Then I have a bunch of Anandpur alumni who have responded, starting with Shaila Rajan, who studied in Anandpur from at Anandpur from 1984 to 87 batch. Smriti Rath from Bangalore, I think she might also be an alumna, although she did not mention. Sujata Dudu didn't mention where she is from. Mrs. Meenakshi Velmurugan is a regular listener from New Delhi. Sri Jayanti B. Brother Shashi Kumar. Brother, it's not 1969. Baba, the building was inaugurated in 69, so the Jubilee will be in July 2018. Sai University alumna Lakshmi Menon from Puttaparthi. Saujanya Puri from Kolkata. Jai Sri Amarnath from Puttaparthi, I'm guessing. Sanju Goyal from New Delhi. Shaila Rao, Deepa Rao and Karan Rao from Mumbai. Bala from Bahrain. Sai Shrita B. from I do not know where. Dr. Jitendra Mulki from Dahanu Road, Maharashtra. Prarthana Sai from Singapore. Vidya R., who is an ATP alumna, Anandpur alumna from 93-96 batch. Tarun and Deepa Ghosh from Kolkata. Mrudula Murthy from Bangalore. I think Mrudula is also an ATP alumna. Ajay Rajan from Chennai. Lakshmi Sri Thandapani. Ambika Subramanian. Babita Mehtani from Hong Kong. Rukmini Ramachandran from Mumbai. Vidya R., 93-96 Anandpur batch. Sai Mohan Shashi Kumar from Mumbai. Sai Mohan's mother, Sai Sudha, was on the show today. And Sai Mohan is also an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School here in Prashanthi Nilayam. Rekha Loknath from Mysore, Karnataka. Sai University alumni member Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, Telangana. And Sri Vidya Narsimhan. Congratulations to everyone and thank you very much for participating. So that's the golden letter date, 8th of July 2018, that we really want the Sai universe of Satya Sai needs to get together and celebrate, because that was the first campus that Baba founded when he started his educational renaissance in this country, to educate women first, and not just educate them in academics as well as in character building. Because Swami, being the astute investor that he is, he knew if he invested in women's education, he would be investing in the education of the entire family. What a visionary and what a feminist our Bhagwan is. On that happy note, since this is the last episode of Morning Glory for the year 2016, I want us all to feel a great high. And in that connection, I'm going to be playing for you a concert from 15th of July 2011. Now, this concert is very dear to my heart because that's the day the Mahasannidhi was unveiled. We were really going through a very deeply emotional moment when the curtains parted and we beheld the Mahasannidhi and made that the sanctum sanctorum of our hearts and our lives. A very talented singer whose name is Aruna Sairam presented a phenomenal musical program, and her bhajans were so uplifting. It was like that shroud of sadness that had descended on her, on all of us, just lifted with her singing as we beheld the beautiful form of the divine Mahasannidhi. So, in honor of that beautiful day, let's end this glorious, blessed year 2016 with a concert from Mrs. Aruna Sairam. This was presented in the immediate divine presence in front of the Mahasannidhi on Guru Purnima of 2011, which was 15th of July. Have a listen, please. Until we meet next Thursday, I'll meet you only next year now. And I wish all of us, on behalf of everybody on Team Radio Sai, here's wishing each one of our listeners a blessed, healthy, happy, joyful 2017. Have a listen and Jai Sai Ram.
Gurur-Brahma Gurur-Vishnu Gurur-Deva Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Namaha Namaha Guru Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha
Jaya Shambho Vibho Jaya Shambho Swayambho Jaya Shankara Jaya Shana Jaya Sarvajna K कामदः जय शम्भो विभो रुद्र स्वयंभो जय शंकर जयेशान जय सर्वज्ञ कामदग भो शंभो शिव शंभो स्वयंभो भो शंभो शिव शंभो स्वयंभो भो शंभो शिव शंभो स्वयंभो
Yeah.
చైతన్య భక్త జన బచల భక్త జన బచల భక్త జన బచల
Thank you. भगवती महामाया तुमी त्रिगुणार्तिका तुमी रजो गुणे ब्रह्मार्गी निभार देवी तुमी सत्वगुणे विष्णोर पत्नी लक्ष्मी आख्याता दुर्गा तमो गुणे शिवेर वनिता पार्वती श्री कन्याकुमारी कात्यायनी आख्याता दुर्गा निज देहो शुंभ प्रभाते शत्रुदहन काले अग्निवर्णा अग्निलोचना हे उषा लग्ने महादेवी तुमा सपूर्णालोक शतगल मिल विकसित हो दीगे दी गंधे हे अमृत ज्योति मा दुर्गा जागो 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 तुम्हें जा
बोलो गोविंद
गोविंद बोलो गोपाल बोलो राम नाम बोलो हरि नाम बोलो राम नाम बोलो हरि नाम बोलो अल्लाह साई येशु नानक अल्लाह
प्रेम से बोलो